We all know what a port looks like. There's water and cranes and ships stacked high with shipping containers. But those are often in busy areas on the coast, Los Angeles, Long Beach, and Oakland. Well, one Central Valley county has decided to get in on the shipping and distribution game. Valley Public Radio's Laura Tsutsui reports how that county is partnering with the Port of Los Angeles to give the region a boost for distributing goods around the world.
Just outside the city of Merced, slightly east of Highway 99, is what used to be Castle Air Force Base. Mark Hendrickson is the Director of Community and Economic Development for the County of Merced, and he's giving me a tour.
Right around 1 o'clock, you'll see a very large hangar over there to your right. And that's a
Today, two-thirds of the nearly 2,000-acre base is still an airfield, but the rest of it is now the Castle Commerce Center.
This is a site that has roughly about 75 tenants, about 100 different leaseholds. We generate about $2.9 million in lease revenue.
Like most areas of the valley, it's rural. Across the road from the center are train tracks, and you can hear the railroad crossing signals ding. Hendrickson says this unincorporated area of Merced County is going to become an inland port. Now, there isn't any water around. We're still in the Central Valley. It won't be the kind of port that serves ships and boats. It will be a place for products to be built and materials consolidated and then sent to the Port of Los Angeles.
Our goal and our intention with the redevelopment of Castle is to really turn it into a site where we can focus some solid attention on manufacturing. We want to be a place where things are made, because when things are made, people are working.
Back in October, Merced County's Board of Supervisors developed an agreement with the Port of LA, formalizing what Hendrickson calls a hub-and-spokes development. Merced will become a place of manufacturing and distribution and use the nearby rail line and freeways to bring goods to LA to then be shipped around the world. In kind, Castle may also become a place where the port can send products for distribution. Merced County isn't the only Valley County building ties with the Port of LA. Kern County recently got approval to expand their foreign trade zone at Tejon Ranch. They also will move the zone's affiliation to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection at the Port of LA. The expansion means all of the industrial areas of Tejon Ranch are now within their foreign trade zone. Companies operating there will get a break on import duties and fees. Tejon Ranch has announced the expansion will bring jobs to Kern County. Hendrickson says the same could happen in Merced when it comes to job creation.
You know, using today's workforce numbers, about one out of every nine jobs would be right here at Castle in about 20 years.
There is one drawback, though. More shipping could mean more air pollution. Dean Flores is a member of the California Air Resources Board and a former state senator from Kern County.
The kinds of jobs and economic growth this brings are very large diesel trucks that are running a lot of things that make the air a lot worse. You know, that balance is really important between jobs, growth, and air mitigation.
One issue is that companies send their trucks full of goods to a port, and then the truck typically returns to the distribution center empty. If that truck is coming to Merced's inland port, that could mean hundreds of miles driven just to return the truck.
Companies need to figure out how to send items to, you know, wherever they're going, but that these cargo trucks not come back empty.
Flores says the Air Resources Board should come up with ways to incentivize companies to share their trucks and reduce the total number on the road. He also says this is really an opportunity for outside groups to develop something like an Uber for trucks, where they share cargo going to the port and returning to the valley.
I doubt if it will be state government that comes up with that, but I do think it will be some outside force that will come in and say, you know, this is the way really trucks should be running in California. We have the sharing mechanism, and it actually can work very, very well.
Flores says he plans to bring this up with CARB later this year. In Merced County, Hendrickson says they plan to use trains to mitigate truck pollution.
We see our using our rail connectivity on site to get trucks off the road, improve air quality, open up shipping opportunities for folks not only through in Merced County, but really throughout the entire San Joaquin Valley to places all over the world.
Finding the best shipping practices from an inland port will take time, and developing an inland port in the first place has been a long time coming. Mike Dozier is the former Community and Economic Development Director for the City of Clovis. He says that these sorts of deals don't just happen overnight.
What happens when you have this vision, and it might be 10 years before that vision starts to materialize?
Dozier says it takes time for infrastructure to develop and to convince groups to believe in the project's potential.
You know, you just build on it. You just have to have things ready for when the time is right.
For Merced County, officials hope that time is now. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui in Atwater.